We have come to Pavan Sarovar. Sri Nanda Maharaj constructed this beautiful Sarovar as a bathing place for Sri Krishna Balaram. It is an offering of his pure parental love. Here each day, Sri Krishna Balaram, Nanda Maharaj, Gopas would bathe each day. Gopis would also bathe in another section of Pavan Sarovar. Sometimes Krishna from his bathing place would very playfully swim underwater across the entirety of Pavan Sarovar to touch the feet of Sri Radharani. Then he would swim all the way back underwater and no one would see him. Krishna has given the power of fish to live underwater, so for him there is no problem. As Matsyavatar, he has shown his opulence. Pavan Sarovar is a place of unlimited beautiful pastimes of Sri Krishna Balaram. Here, the gopas would bring their cows, buffaloes, to drink the water. It is said that Pushkar, Prayag, and all holy tirthas of the universe worship Pavan Sarovar as king of holy places. Even the holy places come here to become purified, because it is the place where Lord Sri Krishna and his associates bathe and play each and every day. Sri Radharani would come from either Barasana or Javat to the banks of Pavan Sarovar, where there is a magnificent kitchen with hundreds of stoves, and here she would personally cook for Lord Sri Krishna each and every day. The internal spiritual significance of this place is so very deep that it was here that Srila Sanatana Goswami made one of his principal bhajan kutirs. Just above us, we will go a little later to have darshan, is the sitting place of Sanatana Goswami. Many years he would remain here on the banks of this holy lake, writing his literatures, chanting the holy names, and praying in a spirit of unalloyed devotional service. When such great personalities as Sanatana Goswami, the spiritual master of Sri Rupa Goswami, chose this place for Bhajan Kutir, it gives us some idea of its very, very great spiritual significance. When great persons perform their bhajan in a holy place, that place also eternally absorbs the love and the devotion of that devotee. Therefore, when we go to the bhajan kutirs of these Paramhamsa Vaishnavas, we are literally entering into the realm of their pure unalloyed love, which is eternally emanating from that place. Their personal presence is always there. And when we offer prayer, we come connected to their divine grace. One of Srila Prabhupada's very dear god brothers, Srila Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he was very kind upon me when I lived here in Brajbhumi over 30 years ago. Very, very kind, very merciful. He had complete attachment to the holy names. He would chant day and night. He was a completely unpolitical person. Although amongst Gaudiya Mats, some are friendly and some are not, everyone loved Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj because he was only concerned for one thing: loudly chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
In fact, it was very rare that he even spoke. He would say, Hare Krishna! And every question was answered. Always chanting. He would play mridanga, he would dance, he would sing, although he was very old. I would visit sometimes big utsavs, disappearance days of acharyas, where hundreds and hundreds of devotees, and I'd go there with Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. As soon as he walked in, kirtan stopped. They gave him the mridanga and asked him to sing. Anywhere, that was the etiquette. It's not that his voice was trained by any of the Jalotas. He didn't have that kind of voice. Very simple. But he sang from his heart. And therefore, when he was present, everybody was begging, crying, please sing kirtan. He would generally live 6 months a year in Brajbhumi and 6 months a year in Navadvip. When he became very old, he came here to the banks of Pavan Sarovar and spent his last years constantly chanting the holy names day and night here. His bhajan kutir and his samadhi are just close to where we are sitting. Recently, one devotee from ISKCON, a follower of Srila Prabhupada, has invested a very large sum of money to renovate Pavan Sarovar. To make it a very pleasing place for devotees from all over the world to come to receive the mercy of Sri Krishna Balaram, receive the mercy of Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all of our beloved acharyas. Pavan means purify. We come to Vrindavan especially to beg for purification, to cry for purification. The cause of all sufferings, all problems in ourselves and in the creation is only due to the impurities of the heart. When we look around at the condition of the world, terrorism, dacoitry, envy, hatred, war, greed, lust, pervading everywhere in this age of Kali. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained it's all due to one problem. We have forgotten Krishna. Our hearts are impure. So a Vaishnav feels pain to see the suffering condition of others. Therefore, a Vaishnav gives his life to become purified and to help bring other people to the path of purification. It is for this reason we come to Pavan Sarovar, to purify our hearts by remembering the pure bhajan of great souls like Sanatan Goswami, the compassion of Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, by remembering the beautiful pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Govinda, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it specifically tells that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Pavan Sarovar to take his bath. So since the prasad has not come as of yet, for those of you who would like, you may just now take holy bath. Sacred waters of Sri Pavan Sarovar in a spirit begging for purification. We should take our bath sincerely and pray. And in this place, if you like, you can also play afterward.
Inside the water.
So how to do? Men go that side, ladies on this side?
There is other side actually.
Otherwise, ladies can be on that side?
Yes.
It's a good place? And men could be on this side?
Yes.
Huh? Which way?
Here
and here or here and here?
No, no, not here.
Like this? Not this. Ladies, where do you like to bathe? Here? On the other side? Chaliye. You may go to the other side. But please, do very quickly. Because depending on how long you take to take your baths and everything, afterward, hopefully, prasad will all be arranged. And then we will depending on the location of the sun, after Prasad, we will go to some other holy places in Srinandagaon. Shri Pavan Sarovar Ki Jai. Shri Krishna Balaram Ji Ki Jai. Shri Sanatan Goswami Pad Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi.